MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
The GroundUp website reporting that only 2 out of 15 forensic reports into fraud and corruption commissioned by the previous board of the National Lotteries Commission were ever fully implemented. According to the NLC Commissioner Jody Skultz, who's with me now on the program, 1 report was not implemented at all and 12 were only partially implemented. Jody Skultz, a very warm welcome to you. Maybe a good starting point is detailing the specific areas of fraud and corruption that the reports commissioned and were being investigated.
Good afternoon, Jeremy, and good afternoon to your listeners. Yes, a lot of the indications, the recommendations in the report related to a lack of understanding about the role of the, you know, we used to have agents at the National Lotteries Commission, what they do versus what we do as the NLC, recommendations around reporting certain cases to the South African Police Services, reviewing our internal processes, our grant agreements, which is the contractual document between the National Lotteries Commission and our grantees, you know, putting NPOs and directors onto our delinquency process and following through with that. So there were a range of recommendations that we've looked at. We've been obviously able to unpack our processes and then beef those processes up and introduce a range of internal controls.
I wonder what the main reasons were then behind the failure to implement or at least fully implement those recommendations.
This is my personal view. I think, you know, people were hiding things and so didn't want this to come to light. And so just stalled and didn't implement any of these.
So it suggests, Jody Skultz, that there is a problem with organizational culture or at least structural issues that allowed all of this to lapse.
Yes. So what we've done is we've done integrity testing in last year. We've used that as a risk indication. The board has approved the lifestyle audit policy about 2 weeks ago, and we're moving forward to start conducting lifestyle audits. Obviously, looking at the governance structures, the board has put a range of structures in place, and we're working with a culture in terms of rolling out an anti-bribery and corruption program, which is based on the ISO 37001 standard. And so it's, you know, having conversations about what is a corrupt practice, what is unethical behavior, and having these conversations throughout the National Lotteries Commission at head office and at our provincial offices.
All well and good, but many would suggest far too late.
You know, I think that's a very fair point, but we are where we are and we're taking steps to address the fraud and corruption and the internal control deficiencies.
Are you able to quantify for me the financial magnitude of the problem uncovered in these reports? What sort of numbers are we talking about?
So a lot of these dovetail with the SIU reports, and the SIU has estimated the quantum is around 1.4 billion.
How should people who play the lottery be digesting this? It doesn't fill one with much confidence, does it?
You know, for those who are playing the National Lottery, monies are going to good causes. And I think that's why I've been tasked with this responsibility to make sure that, you know, our beneficiaries themselves, because the SIU has also implicated a range of NPOs that have been complicit in this corruption. So it's, you know, having these conversations and indicating that the money is intended for good causes. We've started on a process where we visit all the projects. We're looking at partnerships with a range of key stakeholders to ensure that money is going where it must go.
But you'll concede the optics in that respect don't look good.
Look, I think that's a fair point, yes.
So how are you going to change it?
What we've done is our process has been revised. So before, you know, people weren't capturing ID numbers. We are now able to capture ID numbers, and our systems are, you know, we're linking these with the South African Fraud Prevention Services. We've got links with Home Affairs, CIPC, to make sure that beneficiaries are who they say they are. We then follow up with a visit, an inspectorate visit, and we also then, when we do monitoring and evaluation, it's a further independent unit that also does that. Mm. So there's a range of compliance measures and internal controls that we have put in place, and we are starting to see the difference. This has, however, had an unintended consequence that our process is slightly delayed, and so we are engaging with beneficiaries to see how we can assist and process faster.
Commissioner, what about consequence here? Given the investigations implicated board members and, as you've said, top management, do we know at this point whether specific action has been taken against those named and implicated?
In terms of the SIU, they've handed over 26 files to the NPA. We are part of a task team with the NPA and the SIU to make sure that we move on these cases, because I agree with the sentiment out there that it's taken too long, and so we need to make sure that there are consequences meted out. In terms of the internal staff, 10 people had been suspended, 5 have resigned. What we do is we move to recover funds from those individuals, and there's civil action that is taking place.
Are you confident that you're on the right track?
Yes, I am.
All right, Jodie Scholtz, thank you very much indeed. Commissioner at the National Lotteries Commission.